I caught one over. I caught two over there.
Florence and Charles Duncan, Felicia Ross, and Ethan Kadake cast their lines off the dock of Cake's waterfront. They wait for a catch. It's almost 80 degrees, and Lawrence Duncan shades himself with a mangled and dripping wet umbrella.
Do you think they're going to give you a prize for the umbrella?
No, they won't.
What, you tried?
No, I've never caught an umbrella.
Lawrence is 6 years old, and he says he participates in the Cake Fishing Derby every year because he really likes it.
Because you could catch a lot of fish or catch a lot of stuff that's underwater.
Like your umbrella?
Yeah.
Like what?
My umbrella. I'm going to show my umbrella.
Charles, can you watch my pole?
Lawrence heads up to the dock to the weigh station to see if he can qualify for one of the 200 prizes the Forest Service hands out. Henry Kadake is Cake's mayor. He says the derby gives people in Cake something to look forward to.
It's important to the community to keep the spirits up, keep people thinking positive that it's going to be a good year.
Just over 400 people live in the small village on Kuprinoff Island. This year, the derby has 97 participants. Forest Service fish biologist Eric Johnson has helped coordinate the popular event for the past 8 years. Johnson says basically the entire town comes out.
It's kind of grown on me. It's my favorite thing to do for the Forest Service. It's the one day that I know for sure that we're really doing something really good. Put lots of smiles on lots of people's faces.
You want more sparkles? I don't know how well they
do. There is a barbecue going, games, and the Forest Service has set up tables for arts and crafts.
What is it doing?
A fish painting. We put fish on sides.
Do you put paint on the fish? And then what happens?
You put it on your sides.
Oh. How old are you? What is your name?
Catherine.
Carly and her big sister are also making shirts.
You grab the fish out of the bag, then you put one of these paints on, then when you're done, you can put it on your shirt.
They say their favorite part of the day is still fishing.
You caught one?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, it was bigger than Jesse's.
Okay, watch out.
When?
Two today. Fish that they're medium. One was little, one was medium.
Jesse is Carly's older brother. He just stood in line to have his fish measured and weighed. Carly may be getting her fishing enthusiasm from her brother, says her mom.
Always about fishing.
I can show you all my fish. Not all the herring's mine, but one's my baby brother's. And see all these little guys? Those are all mine.
All right, which ones are yours, Felicia?
Felicia Ross is standing in line with her brother with a bucket full of red and orange snapper and dogfish.
Okay, how old are you?
Eight. That big red snapper was heavy.
Is that one still moving?
Yeah.
This one's alive. That one's moving.
23-inch.
Eric Johnson says the past few years, there have been rumors of unfair derby conduct. Families accused other families of fishing the night before or not actually having the kids catch the fish. This year, the Forest Service banned halibut fishing, and he said it helped to get the competition back in check.
Instead of the 22-pound king, they were talking about the umbrella the kid caught.
He caught an umbrella?
Yeah.
Crazy boy.
Richard Rogers is helping with the weigh-in.
Geez, you couldn't ask for a more beautiful day today than we've got today.
He says Lawrence, the kid with the umbrella, is not the only one with a standout catch.
Hey, we even got a crab. They brought a little red crab in.
Rogers helps Lawrence's older brother, Charles.
I got to give the kid credit. I mean, he got a crab.
See what you get. Turn it in, Charlie.
I will, but it's stuck.
I guess I can turn in a crab, huh?
12-year-old Charles Duncan holds the little red crab by its pinchers. Russell Jackson and the Forest Service's Chase Stockwell encourage him to take it up for a prize.
Okay, Charlie, take it up there. Hold it like this.
Hey, I caught it, didn't I?
Maybe we have a most awkward catch of the day or something.
surprise.
Yeah, go ahead, turn it in, Charlie, see what they do.
Charles Duncan says it's been a slow derby in terms of catching actual fish, but he's enjoying just being out on the dock with his friends.
What happens if you don't catch any fish?
I don't really care. I just like to have fun.
Who taught you how to fish?
Oh, yeah. My mom and my dad.
Oh, yeah! What'd you catch?
Got a rock!
I caught 3 rocks this year. 3rd rock I've caught this year.
Ethan Kadek, 8 years old, bullhead, 9.5 inches.
Ethan Kadek did not get the prize for catching his 3 rocks. But this year's oddest catch went to Lawrence Duncan with a 20-inch umbrella, and Charles Duncan also won a prize for his crab.
Charles Duncan, age 12, a red crab, 3.5 inches.
In Cake, I'm Alexis Kenyon.
Age 9, cutthroat.